I'm trying to look at it in myself, contemplating peace as opposed to within what I go through, grasping for peace as a result of aversion to dukkha.
Yeah.
Like books to say, not.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Not the same result either.
Yeah, yeah, and there is that, you know, that part of us that feels the discomfort of suffering, you know, when we're grasping at something or when we're trying to avoid something that's unpleasant, and we just want to get away from it, and so we think, well, okay, well, I'll just push that aside and I'll focus on my breath and I'll go into stillness and it you know, will go away. And that's a state of mind that's based on aversion. So sometimes it's, I think it kind of came up in a question before, is before you can actually really experience that peace and that stillness of letting go or of turning the mind away from an unwholesome state, you kind of have to acknowledge that that is there to begin with, so that you don't just kind of barely recognize it and then turn into a state of aversion and escape mentality. Because all that does is reinforce the state of mind that you're trying to get away from. It gives it more power. So in a sense, you can see it. You could see it as having to give up or give over to the fact that there is a state of mind that's present. You have to give up from trying to run away from it. You know, you have to give up the resistance and surrender, in a sense, to the fact that, hey, this state of mind or this experience is a result, you know, it's a vipaka, it's a result of something somewhere along the line that I'm experiencing. And I have to own up to it and recognize it before I can let it go, before it will pass on its own, if I just don't hold to it. And holding includes running away from or trying to avoid. That's also holding it in a slightly different way. So it's allowing in a very spacious, open heart for that unpleasant experience to be there in its fullness without supporting it, without leading into it, without getting involved with it, but acknowledging its presence, experiencing it, and then letting it go of its own accord. Mm-hmm.